Hello?
Hello, am I through to Miss Nicole Black?
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, it's James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application. How are you today? You okay?
Yes.
That's good to hear. Just before I proceed with the call, I need to ask you three questions for data protection purposes. Can you confirm me your postal address, please?
Hold on a minute.
No problem.
Yeah, what was the first question?
Could you just confirm for me your postal address, please?
Yes, it's 26B Breach Road, Delta Echo 75-7 Norma Jane.
Brilliant. And can you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
24th of the 6th, 1980.
Brilliant. And then finally, just your email address.
NikkiXP80@gmail.com.
That's not the one what we have on file. Could you confirm for me your mobile number, please?
It's 0739350861.
Brilliant, that's fine. I'm just calling today just to ask a few further details because we're getting pushbacks on subject access requests, what we're sending on your behalf. And for some reason, some local councils, they index their records in relation to care records in the parents' names. And also the address previously before being placed into care. Could you possibly confirm for me your parents' names, if that's okay?
Yeah, it's Doreen Stewart was my birth mother, father unknown.
Doreen Stewart.
Yes.
And father unknown, that's fine. Can you remember the address you was at before you were
No,
placed into care? No?
I was a baby, so I don't know the address.
Not even the area or the town where you may have
It
been.
was Edinburgh, and it was probably the Wester Hales area of Edinburgh.
Edinburgh should be perfectly fine. Brilliant. Just one more thing. Could you confirm for me who your general practitioner is?
Just now?
Yeah, who you're registered under at the moment.
Park Surgery, Ilkeston Road, Heanor. I can't tell. The postcode's DE75. I can't remember the last part of it.
It's Park Surgery.
Yeah.
Park. The Park Surgery at 60 Ilkeston Road, Hayner,
Yeah.
D5. Yeah,
Yeah.
brilliant. That is absolutely fantastic. Okay, so I'll go ahead and send a subject access request to your general practitioner. Just to give you a quick update while we are on the phone. We've sent 7 subject access requests so far, and we've been in receipt of 2. So we sent one to Edinburgh City Council. They've acknowledged it, but they've not yet provided us with your records. NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde, we've received some records back from them. And then obviously now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send a SAR request to your general practitioner, and hopefully we'll be able
Yeah.
to receive some further information from them in relation to that. And the next time I give you a call, Nicole, will be in
Yeah.
regard to booking you in for a witness statement. But first, we'll give you a call just to see what date and time is best available for you, because the phone calls were maybe quite lengthy in nature. It could be
Yeah.
around an hour to a couple of hours, so we wouldn't want to just spring it on you. So in case like you want to, book a day off work or just put a day aside to able to go through with us a witness statement, that would be brilliant.
The other place that you might want to contact also is Queen's Medical Hospital in Nottingham.
In Nottingham.
Yeah, because I have epilepsy that they're pretty sure I've had from birth, and up until it was under control a couple of years ago, I was under them on and off from 1999.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm still
Oh,
here.
sorry. Sorry, it sounded like the call dropped. If you still register, if you are right at this current moment in time, registered under Park Surgery in Heanor,
Yeah.
we'll then send a subject access request to the local, to the NHS Trust, what's underneath that general practitioner. So, being Queen's Medical Nottingham.
Queen's Medical's not under that one because it's Heanor's not under Nottingham, but
yeah.
that's where the epilepsy specialist is, and that's where I was seen.
All right, okay. Wherever you're currently residing at the moment for the general practitioner, like when you change GP, like your previous GP will send the records to obviously the new GP, so they're up to date. And
yeah.
And it's the same with NHS Trust. So when I send one to your to the Park Surgery, I'll then locate which NHS Trust is underneath,
yeah.
Which is the surgery belongs to, and then I'll send one to that trust, and the trust will give us the information in relation to your epilepsy episodes at Queen Medical in Nottingham.
Yeah,
so it'll
that's
be
great.
Brilliant.
I'm just trying to give you all the information I can.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Obviously, if you if there's any further information we may need from you, we will obviously just give you a call real quick, just to obviously save you, you know, worrying in the background and thinking
yeah.
things on your own. It's one less thing for you to be stressing about, really. So if we do
yeah.
require anything from you, we'll give you a call.
Okay.
All
that's
right.
Great. Thank you very much.
No problem, Nicole. I hope you have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks.
Cheers. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.